You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Welcome to this episode of the Business of Practice podcast, where we focus on the business and human sides of equine veterinary medicine. In this episode, we're going to talk with Dr. Ginger Reagan about her experiences with extending her emergency service to Holland. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Grice, business consultant and former equine practice owner. The Business of Practice podcast is brought to you in 2025 by Care Credit. Dr. Reagan is originally from Wilmington, North Carolina, and graduated from NC State University College of Veterinary Medicine in 2003. After graduation, she worked at Palmetto Equine Clinic in Camden, South Carolina, and did relief work at Cross Creek Equine in Simpsonville, Kentucky, gaining significant experience in lameness and performance horse medicine. She opened her own practice, Reagan Equine, in 2005, which has since grown to a three-doctor practice. Dr. Reagan has a special interest in sports medicine and acupuncture. Dr. Reagan was a member of the AAEP Commission for Equine Veterinary Sustainability's Emergency Subcommittee and has also served on the AAEP Healthy Practice Committee. Welcome, Dr. Reagan. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me today.
Absolutely. What influenced your decision to move to really encouraging your clients to come for Holland Emergency Service?
Pretty much, we were just exhausted. We have a large practice range, and if we were, 45 minutes to an hour north, and we had an emergency up that way, and we were up that way, and then had an emergency, an hour south, you could be 2 hours from an emergency. So there was a good amount of time that they were waiting to see us, as well as we were spending all night driving back and forth between emergencies. So we felt that we needed to do a better job by, being a little more available despite being exhausted and just running ourselves ragged. So it just kind of came out of necessity. We started asking, hey, can you meet us at the clinic? And, I'm an hour away. I'll meet you there. You're an hour away. We'll get there at the same time. We're prepared for the horse to come in. We'll treat the horse, and it's just a better quality of care. And better utilization of our time and the client's time, and the horse gets seen quicker. So it really has helped us a whole lot.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I can think of times when, my practice was in the Northeast, and it was like, you'd go out for a laceration when it was like 10 degrees. And, I would ask for a bucket of hot water so I could like dip my hands in it. And just to think that, in your Holland, not only do you have lights, so you're not like working by flashlight, and it might be warm, or in the summer, it might be cool, or you could be in the shade anyway. And all your stuff is right there so that it's not the, dragging everything out, putting everything away.
Yeah, it's made a big, big difference for us. Just being able, you have blood work machines there, and then, we have rooms that are heated and cooled. So, we do get the benefit of that.
Absolutely.
So it really has helped us.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I mean, and what you said about it being a better standard of care, I mean, absolutely having everything you need right there. And if it was a situation where you actually needed a staff member, it's a lot easier to say, hey, could you pop into the clinic because I've got this thing coming and I'm going to need you. Right.
It absolutely is. And if you get multiple emergencies, it's easier for another veterinarian to come in and help. We take technicians or assistants on all of our emergencies. We do. Our practice does. Ever since I started, that was one of the things that I really wanted. For safety reasons more than anything.
Right.
Clients, we love them, but they don't always hold a horse the best. And, the horse gets a little better care with a trained technician or assistant on their head and helping us. And it's just a better fit all around. So we have one veterinarian and one technician or assistant on call every night. And if we get multiple emergencies, we can triage, we've had 5 emergencies here with one veterinarian and one assistant, and it was plenty. And we did great with it without everybody being stressed out because there was, you could just go from stall to stall to stall. It wasn't a big deal.
Whereas right. So much more efficient.
Yeah. If it was all over the county, you'd just be in the truck running back and forth. So
right.
The Business of Practice podcast is brought to you by Care Credit. Care Credit keeps equine veterinarians at the heart of care by providing horse owners with simple, budget-friendly financing options. By helping to bridge the gap between costs and care, Care Credit supports healthy financial relationships between veterinarians and their clients. Clients have a flexible way to pay over time for all types of care, and practices get paid in 2 business days. It's a payment experience everyone can feel good about.
How did you roll it out to your clients? And was there much pushback, or were they like, oh, this works?
Yeah, you know, pretty much I thought the clients were going to really balk at it. And a few did. But once they did it once or twice, they found that it was, you know, it's so much nicer to drop your horse off. And they don't necessarily stay overnight when they come for an emergency. But, you know, a colic might need to be watched overnight. And they have that option. They can bring them in. They drop them off. You know, they get treated. We watch them overnight, you know, and it really became a better fit for a lot of the clients. Our pages from the pager system come through on our phones, and they would come through as, you know, originally, hey, I have this horse, it's colicking, you know, here's the situation. You call him back, you'd say, you know, hey, can you bring him in? Well, you know, I'd really like you to come out. So we'd inevitably go out and see the horse, and then the horse would need IV fluids, you know, further care than we're going to be able to provide necessarily, you know, overnight in a pasture in the dark. So we would bring them in. And so they would pay for us to go out for the farm call. And then, you know, it would come in the hospital. We'd do everything here as well. And so it kind of became something that, you know, the clients just learned that it was easier just to bring them in, drop them off, let them hang out for the night. They get great care. You know, they're watched, and it works really well. And so the pages have gone from that to now we get pages frequently that come through on our phones that say, you know, whatever the horse's name is colicking, owner would like to drop off at the clinic. And so it just comes
right.
to
mean,
that. Yeah.
When you think about it, it's really hard, like for me, when one of my dogs has a little something, because I never worked on dogs.
Me either.
As like just the scared dog owner, you know, I text my friends, but, you know, wouldn't it be nice if you, like for the colicky horse, like the owner doesn't know all the things. Mm-hmm. And so they're interpreting, well, should I call them back now? Should I do this? Should I do that? And they're like, to be able to leave the horse with skilled care, they can go home and unless right. they get a phone call, they can assume everything's okay.
Yeah. When they leave at night, I tell them, no news is good news. If I need you, I will call you in the middle of the night. If you don't hear from
right.
me, everything's going
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
So most of them appreciate it. They like dropping them off and, you know, getting to go home. And, you know, a simple laceration or something may come in and get sutured up and go home, you know, immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But it
yeah.
works out great. It's just easier.
Right. That's such an amazing service you're offering. I bet more people than you know appreciate just the decrease in their stress.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. I think so. Our clients are amazing. And, you know, they've been wonderful, and a lot of them have really adapted to it and love it. I mean, they'll just call and say, hey, he's not acting right. I'm going to drop him off and let him spend the day with y'all if that's okay. Work him up and see what's going on. And it
right.
makes our day so much easier.
So much better. Yeah.
Yeah.
So rolling out this new paradigm must have changed the life of your whole practice, you, your associates, everybody.
It
Tell
did.
Me more about that.
It absolutely did. So you might be eating dinner with your family and you get a page and the horse is an hour away. Well, I personally live 10 minutes from the clinic, so it's very easy if they're hauling it in. I can finish dinner with my family and meet them at the clinic and have everything prepared. And the technician and I are ready for the horse when it walks in. And it's just a much easier situation. And then if we have another one coming in, it comes in right at the same time if it needs to, or, you know, we're pretty good at triaging them. So we don't mind if a couple come in at the same time. And also we don't mind if, you know, if even if there's, you know, 3 or 4 stacked on top of each other, they do amazingly well. We can shuffle around and get everything done. And if we have to call another vet or technician in, we can.
Right.
So,
yeah. And it's not like they have to drive somewhere.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
your backup person doesn't have to be out so much, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just so much safer. I mean, we're not out at 3 a.m. on the roads typically, you know, in the middle of somewhere we've never been, driving down
right.
the roads, you know, trying to treat a horse by flashlight
yeah.
or headlight. And It's just safer for everybody.
Exactly. Yeah. The treating by headlight, especially treating by headlight in the pouring rain.
Yeah, we've done that way too much.
Yeah, not one of my favorites.
Not either. Not either. And there's always exceptions. Like, I mean, we go out for down horses. We go out for, you know, certain situations. We also have new clients get told in the very beginning, hey, we will add you. However, you're going to be a haul-in only client for emergencies. Mm-hmm. And clients that are out of our immediate practice area, if you're on the outer edge, you have to haul in, and they know that up front, and they're really good about it. They'll call and say, hey, you know, I'm hauling in, or hey, I've got this. Is it okay if I haul in? So I think it's also increased our day haul-ins because they figured out that they can do it pretty easily.
And it's pretty efficient.
Like,
it's easier for them than waiting to see if you're going to be late.
Yes, because we had four emergencies during the day. Yes, right. It makes a huge difference. Yeah, and it's funny. We've even had clients that, like, communities will get together and, you know, here comes a 6-horse trailer with, you know, 6 horses, and they're all owned by different owners. And they have one guy that picked them all up, brought them all in, dropped them off for the day. Taking them home. So they do that for some routine things, but they also do it, you know, there's multiple emergencies in that area, they'll do it. And then, you know, when they all need to go home, somebody will come get them all. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Which leads me to asking about your setup. So, do you have like a treatment area room with some stalls along the side, or what's it all look like?
We do. So we have a heated and cooled area that has 2 stalls in it, and a treatment area. And then we also have a large barn that has 19 stalls with a treatment area and stocks and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So when it's hot or cold, you will find us in the indoor portion that is heated and cold with the 2 stalls, but it works really well. You know, we have running water, lights, all the things that we need. And, you know, we have CBC chemistry machines. We have pretty much everything that we need right there at our fingertips. So it's just a lot easier than pulling it all off the truck, you know, and have to put it all back on 4 or 5 times in a night.
And trying to find places in the dark that you may not have been, and the directions are a little sketchy, you know, go past the tree that fell down, and then there's a white mailbox and it's dark. I can't see it.
Yes, it's wild. Yeah, it really makes a big difference. And, you know, you've got the safety of just being in a facility and, you know, and having, you know, a skilled person holding your horse, and it just so much easier. They get to be the ones that stay, and, you know, some stay while we're treating them and that sort of thing. And that's great. We love that too. But, you know, they get to be mom or dad to the horse instead of having to be the person that's holding it while we're trying to tube it or whatever we're doing, you know, while we're, you know, putting a catheter in or doing something very simple. Even, you know, when I take my dog and cat to the small animal vet, typically I hand it over to an assistant, and they are skilled and they are way better at holding than I am. So it's made a big difference for us.
Yeah. And the other thing, think about all the emergencies you would go to where it is the child's horse and neither of the parents know the least. Like, you're lucky because you have people going with you. But like in those situations, you're sort of like, okay, I have to teach mom or dad where to stand, how to hold, and it means I'm going to use a lot more sedation.
Absolutely. While I try and stitch up a hind limb.
Exactly. So if some of our listeners today are thinking about trying to move to more haul-in, or even thinking about saying, hey, the only emergencies I'm going to do are going to be haul-ins, what kind of advice do you have for them in terms of communicating, setting things up, maybe having staff that might be able to meet you, those kind of things? What kind of advice?
I think the biggest advice is just, you know, make sure that you kind of set the expectation ahead of time. Hey, you know, we are a 3-vet practice or whatever you are. If you're solo, I mean, this would really help you out. You know, there's only, you know, if there's only one of you, you can't be in 4 spots at one time, even though most of us equine veterinarians somehow think we can. We figure it out. But I think, you know, just setting the expectation ahead of time with the client of, hey, if there's multiple emergencies, the expectation is that you're going to need to have a trailer lined up. If you don't have a trailer, you know, have a friend, have a shipper, have multiple options. As my office tells them, have a backup for your backup. So that you can get a horse here if it needs to be seen, if you have an emergency. Just be prepared. And so the clients know ahead of time, and they're good with it. They really are. They're amazing. But I think if you're thinking about setting it up, you know, do it slowly, do it gradually. Don't draw a line in the sand and say, I am not going out. You know, we're here to help the horse. And that is kind of our philosophy and our, you know, we're here to help the horse and we want to help your horse. And we, our practice is one of the only ones in our area that sees non-client emergencies. And that is why, is because we're here to help the horse and that's what we want to do. But we can't spend every night running all through, you know, driving hundreds of miles and still function during the day. So we have, you know, just set this expectation that if it's a non-client emergency, you will have to haul in. And it's just made a big difference in our lives. So I think it's just set it up ahead of time is the biggest thing and have multiple contingency plans. And then know if all else fails, you might have to get in that truck and go see the horse. And that's okay too.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. There are times when that is just the thing you've got to do. What you were saying reminded me of some customer service sort of rules that Andy Clark taught me years ago. Don't surprise them. Don't confuse them. And don't make them have to call back more than once to get their issue taken care of. And so just that's exactly what you're saying. Let the set expectations. Don't surprise them. Don't confuse them. Let them know how it's going to go.
Yes. Yeah. And I think as long as they know, they're fine with it. And the other thing is they don't have to stay up all night watching that horse. If I go out there and treat it on the farm and I leave it, they're going to have to get up multiple times and check on it. And I may have to go back out and they may have to bring it in. And, you know, it just makes it so much easier. It's better level of care for sure.
One of the things in the northern regions where we have a lot of snow is to remind people to make sure and plow out the trailer.
Oh, thank goodness. We don't have that problem in Wilmington, North Carolina. We've seen snow, I think, twice in the last 10 years, maybe.
Right.
This year.
Because in the northern areas, it's like it's common for somebody to come and plow the driveway and like put the plow stuff right in front of the trailer. Because I can remember people like saying, we're digging out the trailer.
Oh, thank goodness.
Let you know when we finish digging out the trailer.
Thank goodness we don't have to. I go in my coveralls at about 50 degrees and I don't come back out until it's above 50 degrees. And that's only for a very short time around here. So
I used to stop wearing my long johns when it was consistently above 50 degrees.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can believe that. I don't like the cold too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
I think the biggest thing is just it's in the presentation. If you say, you know, I can come out or you can come in, you know, they're inevitably always going to pick you come out and then they're going to end up coming in to need continued care. Mm-hmm. But we found that when I'd say, hey, I'll meet you at the clinic and they go, okay, great. I'll see you there. It just made a big difference because we noticed that some of my associates were driving all over the place. And when I was on, I was not driving all over the place as much. They'd meet me at the clinic. And so we kind of changed our wording of, you know, I'll meet you at the clinic. And you know, someone will say, hey, I can't, or, you know, we figure that out. But for the most part, they're very happy to do it. And then I think it's just more sustainable for all equine practitioners. If you can do it, it's helpful. It's better business. It's more efficient. I think we're going to be able to do this longer versus spending it every single night in a car or in a truck driving from place to place. And it's a lot less stressful.
A lot less stressful. I agree.
Yeah. So much. Yeah.
Thank you, Dr. Reagan.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And thank you all of our listeners for joining us for the Business of Practice podcast. And a big thanks to our sponsor, Care Credit. And to all our listeners out there, be brave, embrace change.